You're listening to SBS News.
This is a race against extinction. A woman sits under a canopy of a thick forest at the Takugama Chimp Sanctuary, bottle feeding a baby chimp left motherless by poachers. Named Celia, she is one of the lucky ones who are rescued and brought to this sanctuary.
Come this way, come this way, come. Okay, let me go. Celia, come this way.
Pose Kamara carries out the task of a chimp mother. She says as a grandmother herself, it breaks her heart to see what the baby chimps have to go through.
They take care of the orphans, babies, where they don't kill them.
I take care of orphaned chimps whose parents have been killed in the wild. I like working with animals, like Celia, who came here when she was 2 months old, toothless. She could not even sit by herself. Since then, I have been taking care of her. Now she has grown teeth and can sit by herself, crawl and walk, and has now got to this stage.
When they grow older and stronger and can move on their own, they learn how to jump from tree to tree within a perimeter enclosure set up for them. They are later released to join the 100 others that now call this place their home. These primates are part of an estimated nationwide chimp population of around 6,000, believed to have gone down fivefold from 30 years ago. The dwindling number is in part due to the disappearing forest cover across the country.
So the chimps, once they go out in the mornings, then the care staff would go and make sure that all their night quarters are cleaned properly. So that's what they are.
Bala Amarasekaran founded the Takugama Chimp Sanctuary 26 years ago, rather fortuitously, through a chimp he rescued in a village in northern Sierra Leone.
The first rescue was this famous chimp called Bruno. And once he rescued him, to be honest, we really didn't understand what we were getting into. We were a newly married couple, and we had this affection seeing this baby chimp, and we thought, okay, we'll bring him home, nurse him. That's all we thought about. We didn't think about anything beyond that.
Well, that's what they thought. They are now confronted with a huge task of rescuing Sierra Leone's chimp population. Bala is on a mission.
International Union for Conservation Nature, they announced 2 years ago that the Western chimpanzee, that is the subspecies we have in Sierra Leone, is extremely threatened and endangered. And that means these chimps can disappear in our lifetime. And you're talking about the next 20, 30 years. And Sierra Leone has a significant population. Between Sierra Leone, Guinea and Liberia, probably we have about 70-75% of this Western chimpanzee. So if we don't address this issue as these three nations, and I think we have all the chance of just watching them disappear right before our eyes.
There has been no national forest inventory in Sierra Leone for more than 40 years, but some estimates say that about a quarter of the rainforest is gone. Campaigners are concerned that the rain cover is dwindling alarmingly fast. If urgent measures are not taken, this place will cease being home for these endangered apes.